You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He is Jalen Rose brushing his hair. I'm Dan Jacoby.
No.
We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
The NBA is giving the players what they want with some visitors into the bubble. We'll tell you the parameters of that. And Giannis is out here headbutting Michigan Wolverines. But, of course, we start with Dame Dalla. 61 points and the big win. Jalen, let's celebrate Dame against the Mavs.
I tried to tell you guys this gentleman was special at playing basketball. He been doing this since day one. The Portland Trail Blazers have been in the playoffs every year except his rookie season. I remember early when the Warriors were on their dynastic type runs, he was giving them buckets. How about how he shot down the Houston Rockets, game winning three, eliminated them from the playoffs. Same with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Okay, broke up Russ and PG. Look at that over Chandler Parsons. That broke the play, Jacoby. That was not even the call in the huddle. This changes careers. You see Dwight Howard in a Rockets uniform? You see Paul George in an OKC uniform? This changes real estate agents on the phone and trying to figure out situations for pros. Dame Dalla, Mama's Boys, Logo Leonard has done that. Putting up 50s, putting up 60s, waving bye-bye. I'm just saying, dog, he's an elite performer. Pay attention.
He really is. He really is an elite performer. Three 60-point games all this season. And he said before he went down to the bubble that he just needs a chance. Just give him a chance. If he's going to go down there, give him a chance to make the playoffs. They did, and it really looks like he is going to make the playoffs. But I was so happy for him watching this game and watching this magnificent historical performance. And then after the game, we all seen it by now, he did this. Just look at the attitude. Look at the scowl. Jalen, very simple question. You just won the game, dog. Why are you so mad?
Because he slept on. And Jacoby, he didn't choose to join a super team. He got drafted by Portland. You know this as a great producer in the game over 20 years. The only way we're going to talk about them is if they balling. Okay? And he's been able to lead them to the playoffs. They made the Western Conference Finals. They're a team that when you look in the rearview mirror at an AFC, you're like, wait a minute, the Lakers got to play them in the first round? It's like, hold on.
I thought we were number one seed, and that was Dame Dalla.
I want to see LeBron better get on the phone with Avery Bradley.
He's on the phone. We got people at Avery Bradley's house, texts, emojis, DMs, phone calls.
LeBron got a private plane
in Avery Bradley's driveway right now. Like, listen, I'm not saying you have to come, but I'm saying if you do want to come, my plane is waiting outside your house. It'll take you directly to Orlando where you can get a COVID test and get on the court. You know that is the case. I love Dame so much. Not only did he play his way potentially into the playoffs last night, but I think he might have played his way into something else. We learned that the NBA is going to be giving away sort of bubble awards just for these 88 games, sort of MVP awards for the bubble. Jalen, who do you have as your Orlando MVP?
I wish that they would give some special off-wax awards like receive the best video via DM or sent out the best video on Twitter. You know, got the best response from a celebrity in the bubble. I wish those were the type of awards.
Longest FaceTime call. Longest FaceTime call in the bubble. And Lou Will, the annual Lou Will Lemon Pepper Award.
But I feel like Dame MVP, no doubt about it. I mean, what Portland needs to get done, he's delivering. He came on this show and told us. Like, people are saying what he was talking about, what he was going to do when he got to the bubble. Well, he said that on this show. And shout to TJ Warren, who had been averaging 20 all year. And all of a sudden, the pandemic hit and the world stopped and started paying attention to him. And he erupted for big numbers. And how about Gary Tritt Jr. under the radar? Not MVP like old bubble type conversation, but man, his productivity has been something that they've really needed for that squad. And how about the undefeated Phoenix Suns?
That's the thing. They always say MVP. MVP, they always say best player, best team. And if you look at that, best team, undefeated Suns, best player, Devin Booker. I had Devin Booker as my MVP, but that was before Dame scored 61. For real. I mean, looking, averaging over 30, six assists a game. I mean, he's led the best player. He's been the best player on the best team in the regular season, in the bubble. However, this is Dame Lillard's award, and he is going to win it, and he is going to make the playoffs, and he is going to give the Lakers problems, and I can't wait for it. Moving on to who will likely be this year's actual regular season MVP, a gentleman by the name of Giannis Antetokounmpo. They have locked in the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. They're just out there tuning up, getting rhythm, getting ready for the playoffs for their first 1-8 matchup against the Magic. And wait a second, something happened against the Wizards, who have nothing to play for. Last night, there's a little back and forth between him and your Michigan Wolverine brethren, Maurice Wagner. And then, wait, was that a – did he just – they're talking a little bit. And then Giannis just straight up comes over and headbutts him. Just headbutts him. Wagner sells it a little bit. Jalen, is this a key to sort of getting into Giannis's head over the course of a 7-game series? We've seen him go back and forth with a couple hold-me-back moments in the bubble. Can opposing teams use this against him?
That's just a precursor to possibly seeing a lot more WWE on ESPN. And we love that. You see Giannis auditioning, getting his Gronk on. How about this? When you're the back-to-back MVP, I like the fact that you're so very intense that the Washington Wizards can get you so emotionally invested that you would want to do that to any one of their players when you guys are playing for way different goals. But at the same time, you can't be doing this, big fella. Nope. Anything can happen. Okay, you headbutting somebody. What if you would have got a little knot? What if you would have caused some blood? Like, anything could have become a recurrent injury. Like, you got to hold the big fella accountable, and he know he can't be making decisions like that, especially at this point of the season.
I'm going to do the media thing and take this too far, Jalen. A couple things could have happened. You were talking about potentials. Let's say he headbutts. Let's say Mo Wagner punches him back, and then Giannis feels obligated. Next thing you know, you're in a scrum. You're suspended for a couple playoff games. And one of the greatest things that LeBron James did in that magical run to beat the 73-win Warriors in Game 7 was make Draymond Green punch him in the junk. LeBron did that. He stepped over him intentionally, knowing that Draymond Green was an emotional, fiery player, and he used that to his advantage. Potentially, if I was an opposing coach on an opposing team, I'd throw in my backup center, my backup power forward, and say, listen, get into it with Giannis. Use that to your advantage. Maybe get him suspended for a game. Maybe get him kicked out of a game like he got kicked out of this one. This is something that I got my eye on moving forward because he is that intense and he is that good that you have to use these kind of dirty tricks against him and the Bucks. I can't wait for that to happen. But Jalen, I saw a tweet from Woj and I said, Jalen's got to take us behind a curtain on this one. Let's go behind. There was a memo sent around the league, and it was detailed by our guy, Adrian Wojnarowski. Shout out to Woj. And this was the part that I really want to discuss with you. He talked about the people that are eligible to come to the bubble. Quote, any individual the player has not previously met in person or with whom the player has had limited in-person interactions, for example, known by the player only through social media or an intermediary. These are the people that will be allowed to visit players in the bubble and become quarantined themselves. There's going to be 17 guest hotel rooms that I hope they clean often, because let's be honest, there's families and there's conjugal visits. So Jalen, take us behind the curtain. How are players going to use this sort of, you know, visitation protocol?
First and foremost, behind the curtain, and you know this because you stay in a lot of hotels, they don't change that top sheet. Always remember, they don't change that top sheet. That's really important. That's knowledge I want to give you. But here's the thing, Jacoby. I love the NBA so much because of the transparency, the leadership, the organization, and the planning. You don't want players having to go out and chase the fun. You want it to be able to come to them. And in the bylaws, if you had a magnifying glass and looked a little bit closer, it basically just says, if the person is willing, if the person has a pulse, if the person has limbs, if the person can walk, if the person can get through COVID-19 protocol, they're welcome. They're welcome. I don't care if you're married to them. I don't care if you met them on social media. It don't even matter. As long as they're a human being, they're welcome. And I appreciate that so very much.
You know, I feel like the next update is going to be like, not only are we testing for COVID-19 with our players, we're adding to the things that we'll be testing for once we have these visitation rules in play. We'll be testing for a lot more than COVID-19 just to ensure the safety of our players. And I don't think that these sort of visitors understand how rigorous this bubble is. Like, you have to go there, you have to get tested, you have to get quarantined, you have to wait around and watch all the movies in your hotel room before you even get to lay eyes and other things on the player that you came to visit. Oh, can't wait for the updates on this one. There's gonna be some very upset actual wives at some of the visitation policies that are in place on some teammates of their husbands. Moving on, we're all celebrating Dame, but let's not forget about the Suns. The Suns remain undefeated. They went up against the Sixers yesterday, and Devin Booker stays hot. Suns are 7-0. What do you think about the Suns?
I like how they've opened up the floor and it's unlocked this game. You see how he's crawling right there on the pick and roll action, putting a defender on his back, finishing with the left. He's always been a knockdown shooter, whether it's off the dribble or off the catch, but that's the improvement of his game. A lot more drive to the basket. And you see that dunk with the left? Did you see that, mm-hmm. Jacoby? Normally, guys that shoot with that level of accuracy and have that type of handle, but plus can get you buckets, don't go to the hole and dunk like that with their left hand. Yeah. Like his game, it has really expanded to the point where he's the lead dog. He's the Dame Lillard in Portland on the rise. And so for all of the thoughts of he would end up better somewhere else, and my brother Draymond Green alluded to that on TNT. I disagree. I feel like he has the potential to lift that franchise based on the way he's playing.
Yeah, the front office in Phoenix has made some mistakes over the years, but they've also hit on a couple over the years. And you've got Ayton down there, Cam Johnson playing well in the bubble. You've got Booker down there. There's Mikal Bridges. There's players that you can build around. So we'll see what happens with them next year. But they're not done this year. They could win a game. They could end up being Dame against Booker, MVP 1 against MVP 2 in a play-in game this weekend, which would be so exciting. Dope. Not as exciting. It's official. The Big Ten and the Pac-12 have canceled their football seasons. And I want to ask you about a player named Justin Fields, obviously star quarterback for Ohio State, will one day play on Sundays. But if you were Justin Fields, you're going to the NFL, and what if spring football became available to you? Would you play competitive football games that close to the impending NFL season?
See, the distinction is they didn't cancel it because that doesn't give you hope. They postponed it. So if I'm Justin Fields, I'm still operating under the infrastructure of Ohio State University. I'm getting the best training. I'm getting the best coaching. I'm getting the best doctors each day. And since so many conferences have or will continue to opt out of this season, it will not be a conventional champion. So therefore, the games will be more like exhibitions. So a player like him to get more reps and to put up have an opportunity to play in big time games while still in college, I would take that opportunity. I wouldn't do it to the point where it's a full collegiate season in the spring, because that's not going to happen anyway. And so don't be surprised if players like him, who's also tweeting about being disappointed that the season isn't happening, that he would be willing to play a couple of games to get under center and make some noise.
Jalen, we've been doing this together for a long time. You know how annoyed I am by the LeBron versus Jordan debate? Well, guess what? It became even more annoying. Now President Trump is involved. I'll explain right after this. Make sure you stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for Jalen's favorite segment where he decides what we discuss.
Woo.
It's called
Keep Tang. Woo. Tang.
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. And we start. I can't believe I'm saying this. President Trump has weighed in on LeBron versus Michael Jordan. On Fox Sports Radio, President Trump was asked who is the greatest of all time, and he said Michael Jordan because he wasn't political. Jalen, I don't even know what to say.
It's just head scratching how our commander in tweets tries to politicize everything. You know, whether somebody takes a knee before a football game and they should all be fired, you know, or whether we should stick to sports or whether we should just shut up and dribble, and oh, politics should be separate from sports. But yet he continues to tweet about it. And don't try to divide and conquer tactic. Michael Jordan had his period where he was the greatest basketball player of all time. And he lifted the personalities of people of color to the point where we could be marketable and mainstream. He elevated that. So yes, at the time that he played, he was not about his social consciousness, but he's graduated. And as the owner of a team, he's doing that now. And he's putting his money where his mouth is. And we all know how 45 feels about LeBron James. So it's great to hear his opinion. Michael is the GOAT, but I'm not going for those same reasons.
That same Michael Jordan promised to donate $100 million to fight social injustice. And that same President Trump in that same interview said NBA players were nasty and dumb. That's all I have to say about that. Moving on. The Celtics beat the Memphis Grizzlies in a key loss for the Grizzlies. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes on this one.
The Grizzlies are 1-6 in the bubble. They had a large lead. They had all the opportunity in front of them to play their own way into at least the 8th seed in the play-in game, and they blew it all. What happened? It can't just be Jaren Jackson Jr. going down.
It is. I mean, if you look at the dynamics of their squad, you lose your second best player, a young player. You start in the bubble with the one of the toughest schedules, and you start out 0-3, and then he gets hurt. So they still had a promising season, a lot to celebrate. Ja Morant has shown that he's the real deal. Dylan Brooks also is going to be a great rotational piece for them moving forward. Valanciunas as a vet and the anchor, and Clark, a young athlete. So I like what they're doing in Memphis. And so there's no reason to be discouraged. But the intriguing play-in game has to be the Phoenix Suns and the Portland Trail Blazers. That's what it has to be.
All basketball fans are rooting for Booker against Dame, and I really think that we are going to get it. But there's an outside chance the Spurs could slide in because they want to keep moving or hit the brakes.
Spurs, go. I'm going to do something that Jacoby hates. Hit the brakes on the Spurs.
Why we got to talk about the Spurs? You know they're not going to get to the playing game. You know that. You know that, Jalen. So this is going to be the last time we talk about the Spurs all year long. So go ahead. Go ahead. Celebrate Coach Pop.
Because I love the excellence that the Spurs delivered over a 20-year period. And Pop has been the anchor, reinventing the squad from Tony, Manu, and Timmy to Kawhi Leonard. Now the Young Bucks. You see them out there, Murray, White.
Love Murray.
They're going to be
Love
Walker.
Lonnie. Love Lonnie
That's
Walker.
The future. That's the future.
Well, you see what needs to happen. And there's a reason that graphic is so long because it ain't happening. You see all the things that need to fall in place, and that is not going to happen. Go Spurs, go home. Well,
<That's> wrong.
the two teams that probably have already booked their flights home, the Nets beat the Magic. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I'm just disappointed I couldn't see my brother Jamal Crawford really do his thing because he got injured. Yeah. Shout out to Caris LeVert. We'll see the Magic in the playoffs. Keep it moving.
In obvious news, the Washington football team that is somehow still called the Washington football team announces there will be no fans at home games
moving,
in 2020.
Dog. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
They didn't change their name because it was the right thing. They did it because it affected the money.
Michael Irvin did something that sports television producers absolutely love. Keep moving or hit the brake?
Hit the brakes.
He said that the Cowboys drafting CeeDee Lamb is like Kevin Durant joining the 73-win Warriors. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
Oh, Big Irv is the OG. However, the Dallas Cowboys are not the Warriors. They didn't recently win three championships, and they don't have the Splash Brothers. The other thing is CD Lamb is about to put in work. He is about to put in work. But KD shot down LeBron in the finals and won MVP two times in a row. Okay, he's Iceberg Slim shooting trays from the suburbs. And I know he'll like any thoughts picture on IG, but don't get it twisted. He's an assassin when he's playing. So the Dallas Cowboys got a lot more work to do in order to get in that same conversation.
If CD Lamb is the Super Bowl MVP for the next two seasons, I will cut off my left pinky. I will cut off my left pinky. I'll cut off my left hand.
Nah, these cameras work now.
I'll cut off the whole hand. All right. If CD Lamb is the MVP of the next two Super Bowls, the way Kevin Durant was the MVP of the NBA Finals.
I ain't taking it that far.
Oh, I'm taking it all the way there. And you know what? I ain't doing it if we lose anyway. I don't care. We'll be back with much more. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Right after Jalen Rose and his haircut on NBA Countdown, there's a game between the Clippers and the Nuggets, who are currently the 2 and 3 seed and will likely stay that way. This is a playoff preview if they both make it to the second round. Do you think they will try extra hard knowing that they will potentially meet in the second round of the playoffs?
I think the goal is to play your best basketball while you're in the bubble. And if you're the Denver Nuggets, you're continuing to develop young talent, in particular Michael Porter Jr. playing alongside the Joker. You want to get Murray back into a swing, into the swing of things, and they have terrific depth. And if you're the Clippers, eventually you're going to work Montrezl Harrell back into the fold. You're trying to get Lou Will back going. And we know about Paul George and Kawhi Leonard and their importance to the team. So based on those two dynamics and both of those squads having long-term goals, you go out, you put your best lineups out there, and you try to win the game.
Jalen, that is some great NBA analysis based on your 13 years of experience in the NBA. However, I've got 3 decades of experience on these playgrounds. And we've got a video I want to show you where I step up and become the greatest pickup basketball analyst in the world. This is Big Mac. Notice he hasn't run yet. Just backing you down, dribbling out of bounds. No one's going to call him Big Mac. Bodies you and then gets the layup without leaving the ground and then screams at dude afterwards. What do you think about Big Mac? Do you think he'll get drafted in the league next year?
Rest in peace, Escalade. Mark Jackson's brother.
Legend.
That reminded me of watching him out there balling, putting in work. I miss my brother. And so big shout to the big fella out there putting on.
Jalen, there was a 5-overtime hockey game last night between the Lightning and the Blue Jackets. You said you had a lot to say about this one, but you don't have a lot of time, so celebrate it.
Well, I'm just really impressed that you can do all of this skating while navigating with the stick and the hockey puck and play that very long. It's really impressive. 5 overtime.
We'll, back
we'll
tomorrow
see you guys tomorrow.
On ESPN2.
Dan Levitard and Highly Questionable is next.
Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is giving podcast exclusive content. And I just want to talk more about this conjugal visit thing that's happening in the NBA. Because Woj is a very serious reporter. And the NBA sends out very serious memos. And basically they said, you can't just slide in someone's DMs and invite them to the bubble. But how are you going to prove I never met this person? How are you going to prove we've never been in the same place at the same time? How are you going to prove that we haven't been talking for years? Like, what sort of like investigative process goes in to someone requesting to have a visitor into the bubble?
So first off, you got to read the fine print of this emotional contract. And it's one thing to invite somebody to come and visit you, regardless of your relationship with them. It could be your wife. It could be a girlfriend. It could be somebody that you're just seeing periodically, whatever the relationship is. Okay. But that person is going to have to make a sacrifice.
And yes,
they're going to have to come to the bubble and get quarantined and tested every day. So now that distinguishes right there who you invite. You know,
exactly. You can't just pull off on the side of the highway and get 2 hours at the motel.
Yeah, it goes from being lighthearted and, you know, fun to like, you know what, this really, you know, is an investment. You know, that person is going to have to be there like 4 or 5 days before you even see them.
Exactly. Like, there's a whole process. There's going to be players that have one visitor come on Wednesday and then another visitor come on Friday just to stack it. You know what I mean? Because it takes a few days for them to clear the quarantine. I think it's like a 48-hour,
maybe a 72-hour quarantine. Somebody might fail.
Yeah. You can easily do that. And it's like, I don't think people understand that you had to get there. They're very serious about this bubble stuff. You know what I mean? This policy is in place for people that have families and children and wives. And, you know, you look at the teams that are favored to make deep runs in the conference finals. They want their families to come with them and spend 5 weeks with them at the hotel. And then after the game, you don't have to go fishing with your teammates. You can spend some time with your kids and your wife. And that makes a lot of sense. What doesn't make a lot of sense to me is younger, single people really trying to work the system. Because it's going to get to a point where, like, whoever's in charge of this is going to be like, dog, you've already had three visitors. It's been 2 weeks. Like, you know, this isn't what the policy is in for. You know, this is
well,
isn't what
the you got money for the room. You know, you got rollover minutes, like on a cell phone.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of rolling over. And I'm talking about minutes. It's also, I think this is something that you kind of have to do, right? Because if you can't just say, hey, if you're not married, you can't see anybody, you know? And it's also like, they also said long-term friends. Like, I don't think this is truly just for romantic relationships. You know, I think that some people have people that they like to be around, brothers and, you know, close family members that aren't necessarily their wives. But of the percentage, let's say 100 people go to visit these players, how many of them do you think are romantic interests outside of children?
Oh, 90%.
At least, right? At least.
Yeah, an A. You know, we giving our grades an A. You know, that's because just think about it. You were just quarantined with your family and your kids already for 3-4 months.
Yeah.
So that just happened, actually. So now, like you, imagine if we could go do the show somewhere in Orlando and you could quarantine for a month. For your job, you would do it.
Yeah.
You would do it.
Of course. And if I could bring my family, I would bring my family like 2 weeks after I got there. You know, kind of like that. Just let me get 2 weeks of ordering room service and watching movies and watching NBA games.
Exactly.
And then y'all can come down
with your drawers on.
Yeah. Then you guys can come down in the pool. Yeah. I don't want to wake up at 6 in the morning.
Drinking breast stinking, sniffing glue.
Jalen, the Big 12 announced that they will be playing fall sports. It does feel like the SEC will be playing fall sports, including football. And one thing I do want to say before we discuss this is I think people just look at fall sports and see football, but there's a lot of fall sports. You know, field hockey and soccer, men's and women's. And this doesn't just affect people that put on cleats and helmets to play football. But what do you think the impetus is for these other Power 3, Power 5 conferences going ahead with fall football?
Well, at some point, if the students are learning and the young players are healthy and active, you want to get them some sort of semblance of competing. As you know, I have a daughter in college. They're remote learning at Georgia. I have a daughter in high school. Mm-hmm. They're remote learning as well. At some point, these campuses want to open up. And as they start to open up, once players are able to sit in a classroom, I now say we should start moving closer toward playing football. Not the other way around. Not the other way around. And lastly, you can announce postponing sports or announce when you're going to play. We don't control that. We don't control that.
Yeah.
And so it sounds good for right now, but TBD to me is the only announcement we can follow.
Well, it's like, do you know what's more important than a press conference announcing that you're going to have fall football is a press conference announcing that you have zero positive tests? Because the test results are what's going to determine whether or not you play football, not the boardroom decision that you and the other presidents and the other ADs got together and decided. Like, that's really what it is. This isn't the test results will decide whether or not there is football. It's as simple as that. Jalen, what's the number we need people to call right now?
985-80-JALEN.
Call 985-80-JALEN right now to leave his voicemails. We'll put you on the show. But before we do, Jalen, we noticed something with the staff here. You've got that nice half moon part in the hairline. You know, you always like to do something new, you know, every 6 months or something. But we noticed that like a real moon is starting to fill in. You know what I mean? Like it is like a real moon. It waxes and wanes. And I know you got countdown tonight. And I know once countdown starts, we here at Jalen and Jacoby get delegated to be your side piece. We're no longer the number one in your life. So is Andy Authentic going to come through and freshen that up before you head down to Seaport to do countdown today?
Yes, he is. No doubt about it. And I just got to pace myself. We haven't had NBA basketball in August and September before. You know, I would have loved to go to Atlanta and watch my daughter Gracie play volleyball. She got a couple of games coming up. You know, so doing countdown. Yeah, man. They've already played a couple of games.
Really?
That's what I'm saying as it relates to college football. High school volleyball is competing right now in Georgia. But you know what else is also happening? Foolish parents protesting because their kids aren't getting forced back into the classrooms because there aren't any safety measures for them based on the science and the coronavirus cases. There are adults picketing, Jacoby, about not wearing masks and upset that their kids aren't going back to school.
Well, first of all, anyone who's got kids is upset their kids aren't going back to school, right? But that, you know what I mean? But there's reasons for that. I want my kids to go back to school just because I'm tired of them, dog. It's been 5 months every single day, every single meal, every single everything. You can probably hear them in the background screaming right now. But, you know, I think that there are places like Georgia where if you just look at the sheer numbers, you look at the data, you look at the math, it doesn't really make that much sense to be playing volleyball games, dog. Are they wearing masks playing volleyball games?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a great idea. I don't know, but
I gotta confirm that part. I gotta ask. Okay. I'm gonna call Gracie and ask her that part.
Find out
because it doesn't seem like you could play volleyball with a mask. So let me ask her that, and then I'll get back to you.
You can play volleyball with a mask. You can play volleyball with a mask. You can definitely do that. Well
just
like
playing
I said,
sports is just hot. It breaks out my face, but you need to wear it. Everybody wear it and everybody vote. Shout out to Joe Biden. He hired
Kamala
Harris.
Yeah. Yep.
He chose her to be the VP, the first African-American woman to ever be in that position. And I'm going to give you some dominoes to get ready for, Jacoby. You ready for this? I like to plant seeds on Jalen and Jacoby. Here's what's next. Joe Biden was on the Obama ticket. Joe Biden got Kamala Harris. And I was sitting back watching. I was like, WWMD was going to determine who the choice was. And that was, what would Michelle do? Obama. So as I looked at all of the people that were in consideration, I was like, Harris is going to get it. So that's one. Two, when she runs, because he's going to be a one-term president if he wins. Not only is she going to run, I'm going to tell you who she's going to have run with her. Keisha Lance Bottoms from Atlanta. I'm planting that seed right now. So as history is being made with her being the first African-American VP choice, wait till she runs and she's gonna bring on Keisha Lance Bottoms. Just predicting that.
I got a quick prediction for this election. Again, I'm not gonna get too much into politics. It's gonna be chaos. It's not gonna be like the other election nights where right around midnight East Coast, 1 o'clock East Coast, we kind of the results in, we kind of know who won, we get a concession speech. It's gonna be absolute chaos with all the mail-in stuff. All the voting, it's going to be crazy. Like I said, you call 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We got time for one. Hit it, Matt.
Jalen and Jacoby, what up, though? It's your boy Anthony from Tampa, Florida. I'm over here just watching SportsCenter this morning. And I noticed that when you guys do first take, y'all don't do a pod. So I'm stuck because you guys y'all kill it on first take. Y'all do a good job. But I need my podcast, man. I'm a long-time listener. So I don't know if having y'all on first take is a good or a bad thing. Or I don't know why, you know, you could just do a pod when y'all do first take. That'll probably be the best thing. But, you know, whatever. Maybe I'm being selfish. But all right. Y'all holla. What up, though?
Big shout to Anthony. He really cares about the pod. You know what I mean?
And everyone listening to this,
me and Jalen had a real conversation about the pod quality. We got to give you more exclusive content. Jalen's got to go do countdown sometimes. We have tech problems sometimes. It's been hard in the quarantine. But when the COVID's over, when the Russian vaccine comes through, Sputnik 5, whatever happens, we get a vaccine, we get back to normal, we're always going to give you a dope pod to step two. We're going to make sure that we commit to giving you exclusive podcast content that the executives don't filter. We can talk about whatever we want every single day moving forward. And we will be back tomorrow. Anthony, why is that, Jalen Rose?
Thank you for the love, Anthony. We're going to do pods every day, regardless of I'm on Get Up, we on First Take, we on J&J, whether we on at 4 p.m., 2 in the afternoon, because we take pride in giving the people what they want. We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.